Sure, it's good to see everyone out this morning, especially those of you who this is not your home congregation. We appreciate you being here so much. Sometimes we call folks that this isn't the home congregation visitors, but I say that too, I guess. We're all visitors. We're pilgrims in a strange and foreign land. But good morning and good to have you. Yeah, all right. What I'd like to talk to you this morning is about going all in. All in. Pushing the chips across the table for those of you who are poker fans. For those of you who are swimmers, you're jumping into the deep end. At some point, there is no turning back. Have you ever got to that period where you're going down the sled hill or getting on the bicycle, going down the big hill, and you realize, I have reached the point of no return, it is too late, and I am all in? We've all been there in some way or form, haven't we? Somebody's at work, and they're all in, maybe in an annoying way. We say they're drinking the Kool-Aid, right? Ella in Florida, before she even knew how to swim, I was in the pool first. I don't know how old she was, maybe 3 or 4. And she just jumped, she says, yeah, she jumped out into the pool and just went down, all in. Knowing that I was in the pool, however, to catch her, to save her, if need be. Wasn't that too far away. If I had a blanket and put it over myself, I would be all in that blanket. For those of you who have kids that like to hide and play hide and seek, we've got this ottoman in the middle of the living room if you've been to our house, and it opens up. And Cohen is just the right size to sit inside that ottoman. It's pretty funny. He can't not laugh while he's in there. But if you don't see his hand sticking out or something like that, you know he is all in that ottoman, hiding, all in. He is taking on the appearance, the characteristics of the ottoman. All you see is the ottoman. We're all in clothing this morning, thankfully. We've all put on our clothes this morning. I'm really appreciative that everyone went all in today with putting on your clothes. Excellent. Excellent. I'm going to talk today about the characteristics of you and what you look like, what we all look like when we are all in. All in. Let's notice some things. Remember, we resemble and take on the characteristics of what we have gone all into. If you would open your Bibles to Luke chapter 19, we'll be reading verses 1 through 10. A very well-known story, a very well-known passage of Zacchaeus and Jesus and the interaction that they have in Jericho. So what was Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a... No, he was a tax collector. He was a tax collector. Now, we'll talk about him being a wee little man as well. I promise you that. We'll talk about some advantages that Zacchaeus had, and also some disadvantages that he had working against him. I love that everybody said wee little man, because that's what I was looking for, obviously. And I'm glad the children, at least, are listening. He was a wee little man, of course. There are some hindrances, aren't there? Some disadvantages that Zacchaeus had. Let's go ahead and read Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and just so that it's there for us, and then we'll notice some things about him. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small in stature. There's your wee little man. Verse 4, so he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. Jesus was about to pass that way, along the route. Verse 5, and when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, to Zacchaeus' house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Zacchaeus, also a son of Abraham, lost, but the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and save him. So yes, Zacchaeus was short. He was also a sinner. Notice he was dead for your sinners. And also it says in verse 5, Jesus says this, that he was lost. He was also a tax collector. Nobody likes the tax man, right? Why? They take your money. They take your money. Well, in this society, there's a reason why the tax man is exceptionally rich. Maybe they take more than they should have. I think that's the thought here, and that is the general thought in this day as well. That tax collectors made their... I guess they invested in themselves by taking more than they should have. They skimmed off the top. He couldn't see because of all the crowds. So even though Zacchaeus wasn't able to see and the crowds were great, he climbed up in the tree. So Zacchaeus also had some advantages and characteristics that were strong as well. He was a chief tax collector. Well, why is that an advantage? If you're the chief, the tribe reports to you. Chief has folks that report to you. He had people under him that would probably pay a percentage from their takings of the taxes. He's a man of influence, regardless at this time if it was negative or positive. He still influenced probably a team of Jewish accountants at this time of how much to take and where that money was going to be allocated, how often. Something else that's positive about, in my opinion anyway, about Zacchaeus, he was rich. So people notice the rich, right? Rich, powerful, especially when their money moves. Oh, Bill Gates made this huge donation. They notice those things, right? They notice when the money moves. Follow the money. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. Zacchaeus was also seeking to see where Jesus was before Jesus got there. Why is that? Well, it says that he didn't want to let Jesus pass by. It was on the route. He wanted to get his glimpse of what Jesus was all about and see him and seek him. So he made preparations beforehand to go see him in a way that he could visibly actually get up high enough to see this Christ. Jesus was about to pass by. Look in verse 5. Now, something I was just thinking about here. You know, in the first part of Luke, something you do not hear is Zacchaeus and Jesus were real good friends and hung out a lot. Well, that's why I find verse 5 just an outstanding, pivotal verse in this section. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up to him and said to him, Zacchaeus! Now imagine, if you've not seen Jesus, you're trying to see Jesus, you've not met Jesus, you know who Jesus is, you know you haven't met him, if that is the case, and Jesus says, Zacchaeus, how impactful was that for this wee little man, to be in the tree, be called by name, by the Christ. It says some things. Jesus knows you before you know him. What did Zacchaeus do? Probably what many of us would have done in this scenario. You're here to seek someone. He calls you out by a name that he shouldn't know. And in verse 6, Zacchaeus hurries and came down and received Jesus joyfully. Hurried down to Jesus. He received Jesus. And how did he do it? He did it joyfully. Take a look at verse 7 now. And when they saw it, we all know who they is. They is one of those terms that they've always got something to say, don't they? You know, the scribes, the Pharisees, maybe the apostles, I don't know. But they, in today's society and in this society, always has something. You know what they say? We say it all the time. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. You know, they always grumbles too. Even today. Always grumbles. It's interesting. But what did Zacchaeus do? He didn't worry about the theys. There are theys and people that have an opinion about what you do, what you say, and how you act everywhere and have been since the beginning. What did Zacchaeus do? Verse 8, after they have grumbled and said he has gone in to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus probably heard this. I like to think he did anyway, just because it makes this point even more impactful. Verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, behold, Lord. He stood in the face of the naysayers, in the face of his stature, and most importantly, in the face of his sin, and exclaimed Christ as his Lord. Behold, Lord. Submission. What can I do to make this right? Zacchaeus says. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. Fourfold. Restorative justice is something I've been kind of latched onto here in the last year or so. And what can I do to make this right? Behold, Lord, submission. What can I do to make this right? Zacchaeus knew that he had defrauded people. He knew that he had taken when he should not have. He knew his influence. He knew what people they would say. He's willing to give up half of his home, everything he owns, to make this right. He knows he's been fraudulent. And wants to restore it fourfold, four times what he took. He's probably pretty good with numbers, I would assume, and probably knew about what that would take. A restoration of fourfold. Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Zacchaeus submitted to Christ, because Christ knew him. Zacchaeus knew that he had done wrong, and repented and wanted to make a turn. Zacchaeus went all in, didn't he? You know, sometimes I think that, and I've lived my life at certain points where I've just kind of dipped my feet into Christ. Staying with that pool scenario, you dip your foot in to see if you want to go all in, test the waters, and then you've got that cold swimming pool where you know there's no amount of foot dipping where it's going to make the shock go away when you jump into that ice cold water. You just have to make the choice and go all in. Christ isn't something that we see Zacchaeus just dipping a toe in. He's proclaiming Him as His Lord. He's turning from His pathway of sin and is willing to go up, put everything on the table, and repay back what He owes personally to His community. He was a sinner. He was lost. Coming up short, right? No pun intended. Coming up short from what he had to pay where he was at, and accepted Christ as the payment to get him the rest of the way there. Zacchaeus sought after Jesus. Notice that. He sought Jesus ahead of time, before it was too late, before Jesus passed him by. He got in a place where he could see Jesus more readily. He hurried when he did that. He had a sense of urgency when he was called. You don't have all day. Jesus may pass by. And although Jesus knows Zacchaeus by name, wonder what would have happened if Jesus or if Zacchaeus didn't make the call to go up in that tree to seek after Jesus. Seek and you will find. Zacchaeus didn't worry about what everyone thought about his decision. This was a big decision. He didn't talk about his family, if he had one, about his co-workers. Christ gave him an offer that he couldn't refuse. And he took it. The best deal of Zacchaeus' life, he took. And it's the best deal of our lives. Because that Zacchaeus knows your name. Because Jesus knows your name and is calling you out. Don't let Jesus' offer pass by. It's on the table. He's calling you by name. Will you accept it? Zacchaeus restored what he had wronged and accepted Christ's offer to let him in. Zacchaeus went all in. What do you think about that? You think you're all in? Are you all in Christ? Have you put Him on? Do you have Him on like that blanket where you are no longer recognizable as Dan Galloway, where people only see Christ because you are so far in? Put Him on like that blanket. He knows your name. He wants to dwell in you. Don't let Him pass by. Maybe you've put that blanket on. Maybe you've put on Christ. We sing that song, Christ Liveth in Me, and other songs of Christ being in us. What does that look like? It shouldn't look like me. It should not look like me. Will you put Him on like that blanket? Will you make the commitment today to no longer be clothed in what you want to be clothed in, and to be recognized by who you submit to, by who you accept? Zacchaeus did, and he had a lot of things going against him. But you know what? He's got a lot of the same things going against him that we have against us. We come up short. We're sinners. But we also do a lot of the things that Zacchaeus did as well. I see a group that has put on Christ. Christ lives in you. And continue that. Continue to restore. Continue to go all in. Not hold anything back. Because we don't look like us anymore. We look like Christ. We look like Him. We look like Him this morning. And go all in. Come forward, if you will, as together we stand and sing.